Amen. All right. As I was saying, chapter 19, praying for what you already have. We think we are so smart. Now, sometimes we don't say it because we're so humble, right? We're being so humble, right? We don't want to say anything like that. But we think so. We think so. I hear people every week get on the call, say good morning, and then click off, right? I pray for them. We all think we're so smart, you know? We're so, you know, cute. And in a lot of ways, with God, you are. Without God, however, you're not. Big time. God has given us all this special time. Each one of you, you know, you're like hyper-focused. There's a whole team around you making sure that everything's okay. And a lot of times we take that for granted by accident. Yeah, we get used to the blessings of God, right? We get used to it. Well, don't get used to it. Dig it every day. Chapter 19, praying for what you already have. I always wanted something different, or I want more, or a change. Ultimately, contentment feels like I'm stagnant. Well, that's the way it used to be. I'm not like that all the time. Sometimes, sure, but I got to keep myself in check, right? However, nowadays, I welcome the status quo. To be able to look in on how things are going, shore up the areas, so to speak, observe God's work in my life, and be grateful and secure in His hand. The office, the clients, balance sheet, equipment, my health, family outings, picking up my little girl from school on days when it's possible. I've learned more is more trouble, especially when you don't need it. It's the devil's tool to waste my time and possibly instill nervousness and unrest in everybody around me. You think your job is to push for the moon? I assure you, it is not. The moon has been there long before you, and it's not there because of you. Nor will it be wondering where you are after you pass through this world. Contentment, my friends, I'm telling you, it's a gift for me. Finding it takes some doing, right? Especially if you don't believe in God, if you don't believe He's got you, if you don't believe that He'll always keep you in good shape, if you don't believe that, contentment's pretty hard to find. Believe me, God has given you just enough to keep you safe and productive. Taking care of the people, places, and things that He has given me, it's a full-time job. Taking care of what I have right now, it's more than enough. Taking on more or making major change for the sake of change is dangerous. For the sake of ego, it's dangerous. Many say for the sake of growth. Hey, be careful of that one, man. Be careful. You may be kidding yourself. Growth can only happen when you take care of today, right? And growth happens, oddly, all by itself. Yeah, if you take care of today, growth happens all by itself, correctly. Especially when I'm taking care of today. Decisions of growth and change should be held up in deep prayer and discussed inside conversations with those who have a whole lot more experience in it than me or you. When I want to make change, I have to talk to people who have done it, who have experienced. Tend to what you have. Check the growth in each area. You know, like a rose, you don't need to replant a rose every 5 minutes, you'll kill this beautiful thing tending to it too much, right? Just water it. Add good dirt, let it be in the sun, and enjoy the beauty of what God has made in the flower. Hence, praying for what you already have. Minor adjustments, 2 degrees I call it, like a compass. Watch the heading and direction carefully and make slight adjustments so you don't get lost. I use hiking as an example today. On your adventure, stay the course. Check the map, take your vitamins, keep your backpack in order, mend the tent, rest, and most importantly, keep the troops calm and in order. Let them love the path all of you are traveling. Too much change is nerve-wracking for everybody, and as I've said so many times, more is not better. Change for the change's sake, it's not healthy. As Shakespeare said, much to do about nothing. It was a great play he wrote. He's hard to read, but for me, but it's good. Much to do about nothing. Let's start there. Enjoy the path as it is. Make your way. Careful. Lead, teach, and inspire on the adventure God has made for today. 1 Timothy 6, 6:10. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing with these, we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed away from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Contentment, it's a gift. It's a gift. Hang on to it. You see, the big takeaway with staying the course is what? This was a big light bulb for me. My job with God takes care of itself. Big light bulb there. My job with God takes care of itself. If I let that happen, guess what I have time to do? Big light bulb here. Ministry. I have to do God's work. I have time to do God's work, which is a major part of His plan with me and you. We are commissioned by Scripture to tell everybody the good word. You don't have time to do that when you're messing with things, messing, tinkering, messing. You know? Without God, my job suddenly takes over my life. Without God. With God, my job takes care of itself. Without God, my job suddenly takes over my life, doesn't it? No time for ministry, no time for enjoyment, no time for God, no time for family, and the list goes on until I crack. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Just take care of the day. And what do I already have? Health, life, a job, children, another chance at doing better every morning. Now, whoever has not muted their phone, stop in the kitchen and mute your phone. Let's repeat that. What do I already have? Health, life, a job, children, another chance at doing better every morning, right? Faith, eternal salvation in Christ Jesus, the Word. You're never alone. The Holy Spirit, people, places, and things given to me by God, church work, community, fellowship, discipleship, raising young people up, raising old people up, sharing what God has given me. I don't have time to think that it's not enough. Scripture tells me He has a plan for me, and I'm busy about it. So I don't have to overthink the future. Why not? We'll go back to the Word, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. He's got it, man. Jeremiah 29:11 tells you, He's got it. I don't have to worry about it. The Creator of the universe said, you, I know the plans I have for you. You, insert my name. Insert your name. I now understand. To keep order in today, to keep order is better than multiple false starts. Hey, I got to try this. I got to try that. No, this. No, that. Ah! Look, man, if the devil can't make you sin, he will waste your time. I always tell that to myself, and everybody will listen, right? I'd rather work thoroughly on what I refer to as the original blueprint of me. Now, I had to come to that. I wasn't a genius that started off. As a matter of fact, quite the opposite, right? Wasted a lot of time, a lot of things to be sorry for, a lot of things that God saved me from, right? I had to come to the fact that there was an original blueprint of me and I was wasting my time. I wasn't getting to the destiny that God gave me, something God surely had planned for me long before time was born. He thought of me long before time was born. As Jeremiah so perfectly wrote, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Big concept for me. The Word brought something to my attention. The Word, capital W, brought something to my attention. God planned for you and me before time itself. Big eye-opener here. Proverbs 8:22. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of His way, before His works of old. I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning, before there was ever an earth. Whoa, dude. Even if you don't totally understand the New King James Version there, like if it doesn't really sing to you like we're talking today, you get the picture. He possessed me. He knew me. I was with him before time itself. All this is truth, kids. It is in the Word. I am in the Word. You are in the Word. God is in the Word with us. The original blueprint of me is in that Word. All I got to do is claim it. Claim it in the blood of Christ, my inalienable right given to me by Jesus Christ, by God. Your inalienable right to a future with God, in Him, with Him. The best you, very best, all yours. All yours. For the earning.
Oh, there's a rough word, ain't it? Whoa, everything was going good there until that last little something. What'd you say?
Earning. Oh, yes. The earning. The original blueprint of you requires a learning. Work. Believe in the work. The work you do every day, the list, the training is on that list. The training He gives, a commitment of your all. All in. No matter how long it takes, quit thinking about that. Take care of the list today. No matter how long it takes, your commitment, all in. Take the direction of the Holy Spirit. Teach me, Lord, to be me. The me you have designed before time itself. Teach me to let go of me and grab hold of you. Proverbs 3, 5, 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. He doesn't say you got to think of something because God was busy today. He shall direct your paths. Amen. Amen. What helps me identify the original blueprint of me? Come on, Pat. What do you just start working and it happens? Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. I take care of the list, not 5 out of 10 things, 6 out of 10, 8 out of 10. I take care of 10 out of 10. And when I don't get it today, I start tomorrow. Sometimes I actually got to think that one day is 4 days. You know that? I think of that sometimes. I like made up my own day, 96 hours. If I could hit everything in 4 days, okay. Sometimes I can't get it all in 24 hours, but I got to get the list. I got to pick it up the next day. I got to rest. I got to do everything. Sometimes I say 4 days, Monday to Thursday, Thursday to Sunday. Come on. So, yeah, I got to get it all done, man. These things are study guides that help me. Well, I have a couple of them for you today. I call them both the treasure chest and the coin. I'm glad I mentioned that thing about a day. I don't mention that enough. Sometimes I make up my own day. It's 96 hours. Well, I think about that all the time because I have to hit everything, and it's not possible inside of 24 hours. You can do better than your best asking God. All things are possible in God, but you got to get to the list, all of it, all of it. You can't discard anything. I missed that today. I'll miss it forever. No, I won't get to it because I don't like it. No, you got to hit them all. So I give myself Monday to Thursday, hit it all. If I can get it Monday to Wednesday, great. If I can get it Monday to Tuesday, great. If I can get it Monday, great. Let's get back to these. Let's get back to these study guides. How to find the original blueprint in me. The treasure chest and the coin. Was that kind of cool when I thought of it? Well, it helped me. Hopefully it'll help you. The treasure chest. Being filled with all that is me. The treasure chest is God given to me. All that's me is in that treasure chest. God's gifts, direction, Holy Spirit, discernment, talent, wisdom, prayer, and shortcomings. Let me talk a little about that. Shortcomings are in the treasure chest? Oh, you bet. You bet. They take up a pretty big part in the treasure chest. I've learned that I can't change my shortcomings. I can't change them. If I can't change them, what can I do? I learn. Get it? Learn to walk around them. Quit walking right into them, employing, deploying, and following through with bad behavior. I choose to walk around my character flaws. I can do that with God. Stay away from seduction, things that are bad for me. Remember, you can't change the flaws, but I can learn from mine. A thorn, as Paul says. I can learn from my shortcomings. A thorn, as Paul says. Paul talks about sin and shortcomings, doesn't he? And he says it so good. To know that Paul, the man, the myth, the legend, had the same challenges as you and I, it's great. Listen to this, 2 Corinthians 12:7. Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, Paul says, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. What's that mean? It means I am bothered by this. It may be sin. It may be health. It may be this. It may be that. I boast in my weakness because God makes me strong. When you learn to walk around the thorn, when you learn to accept that God's grace is enough, when you learn, you get better. These things in my personality that keep me humble, humble. I know I'm a sinner, and so do you. I know what bothers me, dogs me, comes after me late at night, early in the morning, anytime, all the time. Well, now that I know, from what Paul told me, now that I know, I go to the treasure chest, and my shortcomings make me stronger. As long as I'm reporting into the Lord. Trick there, isn't it? As long as I'm reporting into the Lord. Lord, it's bothering me again. I got the monkey on my back. Lord, the sin is upon me. Lord, Lord, Lord. How come, Lord? I'm weak in this. Why? Lord, Lord, Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the treasure chest, there are other things besides my flaws. But in God, even my flaws can make me better. With God. If I choose to learn from them. But let's get to the treasure chest. I have other things in there. Talent, fatherhood, family, life, health, job, fellowship, service. All these things are in my treasure chest. Things I can use in the Lord's work. Things he gave me. Things the Lord can use. Things I can pray for to be used in his good work. Some of it challenging? Sure, all of it. Some of it more challenging, right? But all designed for me by him. All designed for you by him in your own personal treasure chest. My job, my talents, awesome gifts from God. Must for me. All gifts from God, must for me. You know what you have been given. All of you know what you have. Pray specifically he used that today. Hey, you know, if you want to make it simple, start with one gift. I did that. Just pick one. You got a bunch of them in there. Pick one. Ask him how to show you how to use just one of the tools in your treasure chest. Just one. Just one today. And when he does that, try again. Pray for him to use another one and another one. He loves it. He loves it. Those miracles and blessings that he designed for you, just for you, challenges included, shortcomings, thorn in your side, all of it. Watch him work through you, with you, for all good things. All good things. But keep in mind, kids, a divine God gave you divine gifts. Well, you're not a divine anything, right? So it's probably best you ask him how to use what he gave you, since you and I are not divine. We will probably need a little help in how to take care of a divine gift given to us by a divine being, and he freely loves to give you that information to help you and teach you. Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. There, that's the treasure chest. Does it help me? Heck yeah, it helps me. You betcha. What's the next study tool I gave you? The coin. Woo! Coin. Coin is cool. Coin. Think of a silver dollar, right? Consider yourself a silver dollar. Well, if you can, I don't know. I work on that one. I kind of like it. You have a top and a bottom, right? Without a top and a bottom, the coin is worthless. In my example here, the top of the coin represents administration, responsibilities, chores, things that can be done in a linear time period. A work day, for instance, right? Without administration, lives would fall apart. True, right? The top of the coin would represent chores to be done daily. Hey. Now, most people just stay on top of the coin. What I got to do today, I did today, what I did, you know? Not knowing that a person could turbocharge the top of the coin with the bottom of the coin. Turbocharge. Launch you into the fourth dimension. Right? Most people just look at the top of the coin to see what it's worth. Well, it's a dime, it's a quarter, it's a penny, it's a dollar, you know. They just look at the top. They don't really care. They don't even know what's on the bottom, right? But in my example, the bottom of the coin, most important. Say, for instance, if the bottom of the coin is rubbed away or scratched off on a regular coin, coin's worthless, right? No matter what the top says, the coin's worthless if the bottom's scratched away. Same with our lives. If all we do is on the top of the coin, if we just pay attention to administration and refuse to deal with the bottom of the coin, our coin is ultimately worthless. Okay, Pat, what is the bottom of the metaphor of the coin? What is it? Well, if the top is administration, the bottom is wisdom. Things unseen. Wisdom to name a few, but you get the idea. Things unseen. Powerful things. God, love, grace, mercy, and all the powerful things that come with faith. The top administration rests on the power of faith. The top rests on the bottom, the power of faith. The bottom of the coin, the basis of everything. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. People of the world have no idea of the coin. People of the world. You're not of the world. You don't want to be of the world. You want to be a child of God. You want to be a soldier of Christ. You want that. You, the shiny silver dollar, working diligently to shine up both sides, the top administration and the bottom, the floor, the structure that holds it all up. This creativity, knowledge, wisdom, learning, this God. When I use this antidote to help me focus my mind, it took years to find the right scripture. And today, after all those years, I've chosen, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I'm sure, the following. The scripture describes for me the coin. And keep in mind, you ever think of it? Look at a silver dollar. Dig it. Think about a silver dollar. Just a silver dollar. Dig it. Faith, God, and administration are all over it. America, we pray, should remind itself of these things. Proverbs 4:6-7. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this. Wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding. The coin, as I call it, praying for what I already have and asking for the knowledge of how to use it. Let me read that. 6 and 7. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding. The coin, as I call it, the coin. Praying for what I already have and asking for the knowledge of how to use it, thus giving me administration of what needs to be done in the day to accomplish the goal. I have an answer to my questions every day. In prayer, he answers me. When people say, God didn't answer, thank God for unanswered prayers. I don't have unanswered prayers, and neither do you. Everything you've ever prayed for is happening. And then what do we do with it? Well, I don't know if I have time for it today. You prayed for it, it's here, then we don't have time for it. We get busy with all the blessings that God has given us. Are you out of your mind? Yes, we are all out of our minds, and we are all tempted by the world. We are tempted by the world. It's so easy to say, well, the devil made me do it. You, yourself, can be your own worst enemy. The devil doesn't have to do anything. You're so busy with yourself, you can't think the blessing I have right now is what I prayed for. I need to do what God wants me to do. How could I ask for more when all this I have? I can't. And neither can you. When you realize what I'm saying, you can't ask for more. It's much more appropriate for me to pray thanks for the things he's given to me, asking him to make me better, to all the things he's given me, to let me make them better, to work on them, to tend to the gifts he's given me. Ask to teach me the tools in my treasure chest. Teach me how to use them, to give thanks for these rare and infinite coins that he's made of me, this rare coin, right? This infinite coin that he's made of me, a treasure chest, all for me, a coin to measure it, powerful, made from a divine God, divine gifts, divine understanding, all for me to use for him, the treasure chest and the coin. Very helpful study guides for me. Use them. Mark 11:24, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Unanswered prayers. Cut it out. Sometimes he's already said what he says, and we don't want to listen. I call it the deaf lesson, right? You pray to him, dear Jesus, I want this to happen. And he tells you what to do, and you don't like it, so you pray for it again. What do you think? He's going to keep telling you the same thing? He said he gave it to you. I hold in suspect unanswered prayers. Maybe he told me, and I'm not listening, right? Pray for wisdom in what he's given you. Pray for wisdom in what he's given you. Overachieve at projects. Be in wonderment of things learned. Study. Share your life. Prepare always for God's tomorrow in you. Take care of today. Do all these things you get to do. Let the future be in God's hands. Walk with him through the menagerie of his inheritance given to you specifically for you. For you. Revelation 3, 8, 15. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet, to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept my word. You have kept my command to preserve. I also will keep you from the hour of trial. Get that, kids. I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast to what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven for my God. And I will write on him my name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Holy Toledo, Batman. What you have been given, how can you ask for more? How can you ask for more? Listen to that. My God, he has written his name on me, on you. How can you say you need more? Well, we run into the traps. We pray. We don't like what he says. We keep praying. We do all kinds of crazy stuff, but he's working with us. We're a work in progress, right? Chapter 19 helps us all. Pray for what you have. Be assured, my friends. Be assured. You have more than you can handle. There is no need to pray for more. You have more than you can handle, and so do I. Amen, amen, amen. John, let's get these people back to work.